My name is Jonathan Gaspar. I'm 17 years old. Today is June 2nd, and I'm speaking with Roberto Federico, who is my uncle. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California. So, Tita Obet, I heard you were in the military. Could you tell me how you even got to be in the military?
Okay, I joined in the Philippines.
So, how was that process for you?
Okay, you have to apply for the military.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got picked up. Then I came here to United States, 1971, February. I was 19 years old then.
So how did you even hear about the military?
Well, it is a program in the military because there is a base in the military and in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
a Navy base,
yeah.
You know, that they recruited so many people a year to become a U.S. Navy.
So when you were going into the military, did you know what you were going to be put in or?
No, I don't know what kind of job I'm going to have mm-hmm. in the military.
So what ended up happening then? What happened when you were first joined?
When I first joined, so, you know, they flew us back from Philippines to San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and I attended the training, Navy training, for 2 months.
Hmm.
Then after that, I get moved into a ship.
So that training process, can you tell me what you experienced?
Well, I got shot the first day because I don't know it's going to be like that. Plus, one more thing, the weather is too cold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to that. So, you know, hey, what choice do I have? See?
So, was it your choice to join the military?
Yeah, it is my choice.
So, what made you want to do that?
Because there is no job in the Philippines.
Mm.
I want to secure my future. That's the reason why I joined it.
So when you were in the military, what job did you end up getting?
Okay, after the boot camp,
mm-hmm.
I got stationed on the ship,
mm-hmm.
and I was stationed on the deck force, mm-hmm. deck, painting, scrubbing the floors, and painting the ship. That's my job is.
How hard was that?
Well, it's not easy,
mm-hmm.
but what choice do I have?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do it. But after that, about 2 years after that, I changed to another job,
mm-hmm.
which is a machinist. So from then on, you know, that's what I do.
So as a machinist, what did you have to make and stuff?
I make parts for the ship.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the type of ship you were on?
Well, the first one, I was on a USS Chicago, CG-11, mm-hmm. which is a cruiser.
Mm-hmm. So what did you what was that ship made for? Was it just docked or what was it?
It is a cruiser ship. Mm-hmm. It is for war.
Oh, so could you tell me more about the war experience then?
Well, I was there for 1971 and we went to a Vietnam area.
Mm-hmm.
But not really on the land, on the water.
How was that experience going to Vietnam and being on that ship?
Well, it's okay.
Would you say it was difficult, or did you meet any new people?
Oh, yeah. On the ship, I meet a new people. Plus, one more thing is, I'm having a hard time, too, on the ship because I am seasick.
Oh, you're seasick?
Yeah.
Oh.
See? And that is for 6 months. We are on the water. So then we come back to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, after about 6 months, we went to Long Beach.
Yeah.
We go to the dry dock because we got our ship, you know, rebuild,
mm-hmm.
and we stayed there for another year.
Oh, so how was that year for you?
It's okay because, you know, I'm not in the water anymore. I'm not seasick anymore. See?
So when you were in Vietnam, how long were you stationed there for?
Oh, we are not stationed there because we are just on the water.
Just on the water? So how long were you on the seas?
We were there for 6 months.
Oh, so what did you have to do in there since it was during the war?
Well, nothing, just doing whatever we can do on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go out of the ship because we're in the water.
Were there times where you were afraid of being in Vietnam or?
No, not really. I'm just seasick.
The whole time. So when you came back to Long Beach, what did you have to do here then?
Oh.
They were there.
No, we just do the same thing. The routing job thing. We're doing, yeah. You know, making parts for the ship, for the other ship.
What kind of parts did you make?
Whatever the ship, you know, they ask us to make, we make it.
Oh. So when making parts, were you in some degree, was it difficult in any way or extensive to the body?
Well, no, not really. Because we got trained for it, to do it, yeah.
Do you remember a memory that you had when making one of those parts for the ship back then?
So, like, what memory you're talking about?
Do you have a faint memory of, like, what kind of part you were making or how difficult it was?
Well, yeah, we are making some, pump.
Mm.
To pump water out, pump water in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have picked some parts for the boiler, generators. Yeah, we do that.
So how long did you stay within the military?
I stay in the military for 20 years.
Oh, 20 years.
Yeah.
Throughout those years, did you rank up in... rank up? Like, as in, did you become larger than what you started with?
Oh, yeah. I rank up to what you call that, to E7, which E7. Is a chief.
Oh, yeah. So how was that?
It's okay.
Process?
It takes long time. It takes me 12 years mm-hmm. to become 7. From E1 to mm-hmm. E7, it took me 12 years.
12 years?
Yeah.
Was that process, did you have to get an education as well? Or like, was that just not
no,
the same as
not
that?
Education, no. But you have to pass the test.
Oh, what they have was a that
written,
test?
They had a written test every year that you have
every
to
year?
Take. Yeah, you have to pass it.
Oh, so you passed it.
From E1 to E6, mm-hmm. all you need to do is pass the test.
Yes.
But from E6 to E7, mm-hmm. you have to go in front of the board.
Oh.
See? You pass the test first, then you go in front of the board.
So see? When you went in front of the board, like what was that? What does it mean to be in front of
the
board?
No, they're just checking my records.
Oh.
I don't see those people.
Oh, so it's not really
they review my record.
Oh, so
see, you know, if I am qualified to be a 7.
Oh. See? So when you became a 7, were you given like a medal or something or
no.
Were you just considered, oh, you're a chief?
Yeah, I'm a chief, yeah.
Yeah.
And they raised my salary.
Oh, that. Yeah, so getting out of the military and, you know, you retiring, did you have any other job?
Oh, when I retired, yeah. I worked for Delta Design for, after I retired, mm-hmm. 2 weeks after my retirement, yeah. I worked for a civilian, which is Delta Design.
Oh, can you tell me more about that company?
We make parts for a computer.
Oh, computers.
Yeah.
So being, like... dealing with mechanisms and stuff. Would you say that job was easy and fit to?
Oh yeah, because I got experience in the Navy already. Mm-hmm. See, so it's nothing new to me.
So like, what did you make?
I make parts for the machine that check the computer.
Oh really? Yeah. Like what kind of machines?
It's you know the microchips in the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to check every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making the machine, the whole machine, mm-hmm. for checking that part.
So was that like a daily job for you?
Oh yeah, it is.
How long did you stay with that job?
I stayed there for from 1991 to 2015.
Oh wow! So you worked for
that's over 20 years.
Yeah, it's very over 20 years. Yeah. So would you say that your skill over time grew with making?
Yeah.
And how difficult was it?
It's difficult because of the time, because mm-hmm. we work overtime all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, but as far as making the parts and everything, you know, it's not hard anymore.
Oh.
It's easy for me.
So, yeah. With the job, what type of people did you meet?
Well, I meet a lot of Asian guys, American, you know, black guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say that some of them came here from, like, third world countries like the Philippines or like
like the Vietnamese?
Oh yeah,
yeah, they came from Vietnam.
Oh really?
And they learned here.
Oh.
Oh.
And were you like one of the older people there, or were you?
Well, yeah, I am the older people mm-hmm. over there. Yeah, because I retired from the Navy when 39 years old. I already retired from the Navy.
Oh wow!
And most of these people, you know, I work with is what do you call that? They're only about 18 years, 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm the oldest.
Oh. So with working alongside those I guess, younger people, would you say that you guys have different mindsets with working?
Well, yeah, mine is my mind is kind of mature compared to them, though. Yeah.
So, so you're saying that they got an education here?
Yeah.
So
a lot of them went to City College.
Oh.
To be a machinist.
Oh. See? So through your job, like through the Navy and stuff, were there any other people like you?
Well, in my
around, yeah.
No.
Oh, so you, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the only retired Navy over mm-hmm. there. Yeah.
Well, do you remember any other people from the Navy who got civilian jobs or?
Oh yeah, a lot of them.
Could you name a few of them?
I can name Marcelo Lunzon.
Oh yeah. So okay. Tell me him.
He used to be my shipmate.
Oh really?
In the Navy, yeah.
What did he work for afterwards?
He worked for the civilian job here in San Diego. I cannot remember what's the name of the place.
Oh.
As a machinist though.
Oh, a machinist as well. So as being a machinist, what other skills did you acquire with being one?
That's it.
Just being machinist?
Yeah, being machinist. Well, I can do a little bit of carpentry and, you know, repairing cars. But I'm not really professional.
Oh, how easy did the job come to you? Like with working with machines and stuff?
It's easy.
So could you describe me like kind of the tasks you would do on the ship?
On the ship?
Yeah.
When I was what? When I was on the ship?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, depends on what you call that. It's like what I said, you know, we're making parts for the other ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and supervised you when I get ramped up. Mm-hmm. Then so my job was changed to what you call that, supervised people,
mm-hmm.
you know, working for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So would you say that your job was harder on the ship or the civilian job?
I'll say on the ship.
On the ship?
Yeah.
Well, how so?
Well, because, you know, I mean, I'm always away from my family.
Oh.
See? How? Because on the ship, we have to go out.
Mm-hmm. How long were you away from your family at times?
Well, the longest time I was away from them is about 2 years.
2 years?
2 weeks, 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks
yeah.
On the ship. And where did your ship travel?
Well, the first one, we traveled from San Diego to Vietnam to San Diego.
Oh.
Okay, then the next duty station, I was stationed in Guam
mm-hmm.
for 6 years.
Oh, 6 years.
On the ship, but we never go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay there on Guam.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, I went to the Dixon.
Oh.
Over
was that
here.
Just you, or was it with your whole family?
No, I take the family with me.
Oh.
Yeah. Then we went to Texas.
Oh.
Texas, I was there for 2 years.
Oh.
Short duty.
Oh, so what is short duty?
Short duty, that means you are stationed on shore,
uh-huh.
not on the ship.
Mm-hmm. What would you do on the shore then? The same job?
The same thing, yeah, the same job.
Did you like it better on the shore?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. So you would be able to come home then?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good then.
Yeah.
So then, while on shore duty, like, was it your same shipmates from the very start?
No.
Or were
different.
It different every time?
Yeah, every time.
Do you...
Because they get transferred, moved somewhere else, you mm-hmm. know. I get transferred, moved somewhere else too, yeah.
So when you were first, like, joining the military, did you have anyone with you or were you alone?
I was alone.
Oh.
Yeah.
How hard was that?
I got shocked because, you know, it's different culture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, meeting, did you not... No, like from the Philippines.
Yeah, the other people, you know, mm-hmm. I never seen before, you know, plus the language, you know.
So how did you learn to speak English then?
Well, in school in the Philippines, mm-hmm. they teach us how to...
So when you were raised in the Philippines, did you know you wanted to go into the military?
No. Not until after, after high school,
uh-huh.
I don't want to go to college anymore.
Oh.
So I tried.
You tried?
To join the Navy.
Was it a difficult process? Or
it is, though.
How so?
Because out of 140 applicants,
mm-hmm.
it's only 7 of us passed the interview and
the
test.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Very tight.
Wow.
It's not easy over there to join the military.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, because you have to take the test.
Oh.
Plus, you have to pass the physical. Plus, they have the quota they have to meet.
Oh. See?
Yearly, they got number of people, they, you know, that they can enlist.
Oh.
See?
So, would you say that you were lucky then?
Oh, yeah. So, very lucky.
Mm-hmm. So, would you say that you joining the military was the right choice from the very start?
Oh, yeah, because I don't have no education, no college education. So, you know.
So, coming to America, it was a good option for you.
Oh, yeah, it is for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so to end off the interview, would you say that you lived out the so-called American dream?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to die here too. I don't know. Yeah, but
do you miss home?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, my family's over here anyway, so... Oh.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tito, but
for... Okay, no problem.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. There you go.